planning on that moves to finish.
Right, go ahead. Tráthnóna no maidí fel eich Felly gyd hwn sy'n ac fe a Siobhan I will have translations so I have two books of poetry. One is Idir Gagian. It tells the story of my life between being born in one glen and going to another. And the other one is Nishiaga Aladnahaltra. It's the fairies at the altar stone. I heard a story once where the fairies appeared dancing around in this area, you know, where they used to say mass in famine times. So I start with An Cidán Clog and Fogwin. This poem tells the story of someone that the church didn't like, and they're writing about that in the book. Clog and Fogwin. Scartan Clog and Fogwin, Thrasnan and Anardan, and Wajin Doni Shaw, Hadus the Hadvinja, Akni Dusa Ahotyon, Tabrach Nachter in the covering, Agus Fakla Berber in Altar, Agan Skara Mahme, Agus Akoran no Fogwin go Pobble May, or Lara Gaeta, Limayia Airu. The translation is by Kate Newman. Called Carillion. There is snow and the sound of a tolling bell. There are sheep lost in this cold, and I am struggling against the drifts to find a place out of earshot of the chill clerics where God is still warm and breathing. This is a poem I wrote in Spain. I went to Spain for a week, and I saw this very beautiful woman with this man who was a hunchback, and I wrote a poem about it. At Cretchahan. Cretchahan a bion, a pacham a lay, vi shisha doyil gulyard an vertraku. Kama arisha garushian tokalish, kama nis vihakra ursin, marni rosige kenu ristapu, and spearvan a karsamon. Bojeru lishin chin, na lehinte shinu river, and critch er rim. This again is translated by Kate Newman, and it's called Hobbled. She really didn't care about his limp. Her beauty was enough to buoy them both. There she was, in love with all of him. He couldn't let it be. Couldn't walk into her arms, he hobbled them both with his terror of her wholeness, the maddening possibility that she could run. When I'm writing in Gaelic, I like to write the language of people, the language, conversational language of Irish. This is a poem about my ancestors who travelled from one place to another to help their family when they needed help. And I would like to make the same journey in the poem. Spirit Mochenia. In Shoch a mask nishtevche, Kurthium kashkema mowintere. Er Horus Tarala Snigrianta, Anna Sictor Tarala Lotta Anisha. Kodju, the Lam Monu Awanch, Nabia Hawahar and Amanokrish, Trasnium Gach Barnish Leva, Idr Glanhula Slani, Lianum Gach Kossan, Har Krupna Shara as Krupna Warka, Nihiglam Wur Larga Amshu, Akar Wur, Amshiam Wur Spirit. It shed you three crown creating from Rathati. Spirits of my clan is translated by Denise Blake. I hunt here in the hills for traces of my forebears. They were pilgrims through these glens, bringing sustenance to those in poverty, assistance gathering home the turf, provisions for those in fierce hunger. I journey across every mountain pass, between Glenhola and Glenlihy, follow every pathway from Crocknafara to Crocknashera, and although their tracks are gone, the spirits of my people blow through the rowan trees abundant with fruit. This poem is a kind of a sketch on Adam and Eve. Well, when I read it, you know. And to Owael, Augusta Ewa, Horme Cran Ul Bivenu, No, Nurvein Re Shokatu, Augusil Urav Re, Be Cranago Fahanyan Ul. Owe Ewa, Be Kentigo Brunatu and Tulchen Areo. So doiga me to kentia is patty or shosher. The apple, translated by Denise Blake. Dear Adam and Eve, I have just planted an apple tree for both of you. So when this world is finished and a new world is born, you will have a tree with the special apple. Dear Eve, you must promise to present this apple to Adam. Thus it will ensure that you will bear the blame for all your descendants' sins.
Thank you very much.
This is about a man, an uncle of mine, who knew a lot of people and knew everything about them. Fessa tainim vir. Vi sagat gatrau, abreu, danyaiet, Leninelle, Lenaruye, Visigut, Yasquan, Ga Arach, Skelum Raj Griu, Geri Kernish, Anish, Tagadav, Gashkir, Sukhel. The girl who translated it just seemed to make a completely new poem out of it. It's called Weaving. Kate Newman. We've let go that tangle, the cat's cradle of wanting and meeting and marrying and mourning, that chromosomal tapestry, that tweed and fleck, that weft and warp, a woman by lamplight lettering out her own destiny. In a missive, seeking marriage, we've let all that go, the roof of the weaving loft fallen in, the close of heaven, the dreams our own. We buried them with you. This is called And Far More. Honic me nuhe and far more. Krippi erishaket. Ear duisa. Fara doslahau dorastavan. Fara hasahau narahakushta. Hakashasakoguta. Fara daku banagruchas. Da watushe. Big man. Translated by Gregor O'Doul. I saw him today, the big man, brass buttons on his blazer, standing tall and noble, a man who'd open the door for a woman, a man who'd stand up when you came into the room, a man who'd leave a woman if that suited him. Erin Nimmel. This is a poem about being on the edge of society. Isme gor an clewa, a tanakoni ar bruach na binye. Jeep me the tari a babi sagor. Hirisi an firmor a wadu on them, tamir an imal an ish. Scarra ma o macardia dag me an uur na genuna. Ihim rabaha fair a esan idr na karakeha. Ni hoki eni gauraran. A choki ira la, e conta sequera. Es kifasha makrewa. Janisha meakinu. Cheti e yore lishin vein. Flakui en fair, his sekhadran. Was na tiglum dolom. Fuesi noni ni boanon, na dusinari. Ogus a non sublien, fria korkran kewa. Sonete yavi makrewa. On the Edge, translated by Gabriel Rosenstock. I am the mountainy goat that dwells on the edge of the peak. I have eaten the ripest fruits of the fields. the farmer sent his dog after me. Now I'm at the edge, cut off from the companions that deserted me in my hour of need. I eat blades of grass that grow between rocks, no one to come to my rescue. Some day a shepherd will come and count his sheep, and seeing my bones will keen me. His tears will flow down the slope and moisten the grass of the enclosed field, where I'm not allowed. White daisies will spring up when spring arrives, and later in the year, the purple heather of the mountain where my bones whiten. This one is called Chubna, meaning will. Rin me mahumna rear, hug me bahil dod vi. Wailan gusgupu shi leye, go het in ishiv, I mean yush. Hug me bahri don adige, legun yi shiye. Snaheshki fear glana fa inishkiel. Dagus manan, akushud harnagenta fe emulye. Last Will and Testament by Gregor O'Doyle, translated by. I made my will last night. I leave my life to the wind. I want her to rush with me to peace among the pines of me youth. I will my heart to the sea to wash it clean. In the waters none purer around in steel, I leave my soul to those who blame me for the failings which they have themselves. this is called Gra Idrin the Crick. How we may, got hitch, crook follow, gusty will you hitch and ran again. The chitim the heat may walk as you the nathan again. A solar me pan con pepe, hitch the ma, pushing deru the magan. Love Between the Mountains, translated by Myra Rain. I imagined Krugfala and Piwilihit falling for each other. At twilight, they would reach out and touch, but before I put pen to paper, they fell out, and I had no poem to write. This is a story about my great-grandparents. They're supposed to have had a row and they split up. So obviously these sort of things happened, you know, over 100 years ago as well as now. Even though we're told to believe they didn't, you know. Han shinna doi at wul roddi jant at a wala show at ur chishin. Mon a beher sa chishin genigi feine. Agus rasni she glan thorna and rav hitim na hige. Had inch to do her some mission of matter, got o should scatter them. Ye got into a new if the legs and the pep out of shishin. He be shkill day for she boys the wall. Divorce, 19th century style. Translated by Nuala Nigon. That is not the way things are done in this townland, she said. Well, if it isn't, said he, then go and do it yourselves. And he had crossed Glantornan before nightfall. How come you never told me, said I to my father, that they had been separated for a while? You don't announce every news in the papers, he said. Anyway, the end of the matter is that he died here at home. This one is Stocky. Tadagre, Maribu Stocky, Ola, Che, Kerim, Nuis, and Makart, and Karuur. But in Ribahan the Hollow, Papa Summon. Translated by Gabriel Rosenstock, Stockings. Your love is like woolly socks, warm, dry, next to my skin, but sometimes the ribbing causes itching. And Fairy Whistle. Shlownian to Hogamanish, Erhre, Thranona Saudi. The Lawa Harmakum, the Hula Duha Ixtanu Lan Danuak Folia Vianandu, Nismolia Augustiloga Chichimarungra, Hitch and Letter Skirt, before Kusha, Tridan Kolba. The gentleman, translated by Myra Wren again. You drift slowly towards me now, on a shore at the ebb of a summer's day. Your hands on my waist, your black eyes staring full of the conceived cold that was to be my fate. Later, as the autumn leaves were falling on our fervour, your farewell letter fell indifferently from the letterbox. So, this poem is called Castle of Loneliness, or Cashland and Loneliness. Is Tosamish Greg, ye Fajernum to a crehint, Hamimoli, cleach and shop a bark and drama, for though is made na domacy, but hominum be off na batman. Honic me tussle, we sigum good name and harp we have, good rohing freaks red wine, good etching to a moth, is Cashland and Widnish. That place you are so alone, translated by Barbara Parkinson. Lying here in the hill field, I know you are the bantan I cannot reach. Long ago in the marshes, I didn't care much for life or death. The moment I saw you, I knew I would jump ditches, plough bogs, and steal you. From that place, you are so alone. This poem is about a very famous fiddler in Donegal called Johnny Doherty. And he said the fairies taught him how to play the fiddle. They taught him a tune, and he used to go around the houses in the summer. In this case, my grandmother and grandfather had a farm, and we used to stay there sometimes in the summer. And he used to come to make tin cans for the milking, and he used to have his fiddle with him. So that's what the poem is about. Crying o' water war and brining gal, le henshin doon pillu o' walla. We shen he and shen me bell and dorish, ig moonlu in the canny stan. Be green gal and towry, ig jelly scahand in the canny. Will she head go headrum lish and castle, castle in the shield. Nor if in the canny janta, a shalish, hadn't she ere a native of grey up the shin. And if Vincy and Yeast and Thrage, Ain the Woohalog, Scaffunter, a idil fin askin, Welshellish and Moisture, Prussian Gaffor and Kyol, is Thorin and Mroger and the Yakaha, a Dershinnagus Magin, hit Pershi and the Gobble, nor a Waskal Chit, being Lyle Boynu, be Jeru Gajorish and Vern Lodge. This poem was translated by Celine McGlynn, the Fiddler. Grandmother waved the white cloth home. By the door he sat, tin and shining in the summer sun. Can form he shaped it, tapped with his fairy hammer. Inside, after the cans were made, he took the fiddle. Vincey came up the street, a young man then, fiddle under his oxter, encountered the master. Until daybreak, the song of the fiddle could be heard. The tap-tapping of shoes on the floor, children fell asleep, wakened to a vanished dream. This poem is about, you know, waiting for somebody to come back, waiting for an email from them, waiting for a letter from them, you know, something that usually never arrives. It's called Pellew. Beishit gan Pellew. Non ye hockish the rash, Marahigan shaft, snap there and sprig, Chucky tau she egin, a lacus in the edge, and ye hockish yitzen, Nabi ye fanat, Bishop Crabber and Doris, non litters the fust, ye hockey glare cleated, Boraha together, refush, not well in the brusker, Nabi ye fanat three, non ye roan, road the hand fian, and fian not fader o whiskered. Return, translated by Denise Blake. They will never return, or ever come back, like the snowflakes to the scrake, Ghosts will arrive to take their place, but they will not appear. Don't keep waiting for a knock on the door or a letter in the post. You will not receive a call some dark winter's night, or even an email that isn't meant for spam. Don't keep waiting, sweetheart. This will only bring despair and pain that will never go away. This one is also about loss. It's called Lost Calche. Ar na wea fuara seo, an iachin mo galu, cuirtiam do alt du, a gar ar an vala, a hain an si sa rua at loch suli, nons an cahar, lorgi an dai ar ish, an sa sluate a hain ar braj, a gen crocta, a roglog a vikishid, mo hula dorica chleikne. Lost, translated by Moira Wren. On these cold days, blinded by rain, I search for your black locks in a car that wends its way along the bank of Loch Swilly. Or in the city, I hunt for your face again among the crowds that pass, heads hung so as not to see my dark, abandoned eyes. This poem, Jyothu, is about trying to break out when people are trying to put you down. Jyothu, ni heglo me a hui, ni he, brisha mama, mor eir ar hi, mor vilar ik fwes ar fasan, na dal an gawr vradi, isi me in fair glas, ar wair na shkira geir go fwoi. Refusal. They will not stop me, no. I will break out as grass grows on thatch or cress on a brook. The day will come when the greedy goat will eat the green grass on top of string. This is called Angaran Hosk. Erentranona Fover Shaw, Huiska Krofala. Gartiam har an chwer an ogyd ac i ffosyn tŵm yn glod. Thrad a ro, hwyor ar dost, len o'n rad ac ele ac o'r nŵ. Yn ish, agos blahan iari i brw yn isarin, thegyn mwy bwrch, borw agos fwes. Seventh love. On this autumn evening, I call over the moor to you from the cover of Kfala, but you do not hear my voice. There was a time that our silence was sufficient to convey our love. Now, as the spring flowers push their heads up, we both understand love's ebb and flow. And this poem is, when I saw the name on the pub here today, it's called Anglam Fada. And the place I was brought up was called Anglam Moor. Her grandfather in the shower. So, Ishod Luakur who is Sparan Machavne, Dini Orga who in a Lee Amrolat Nagrua, the Mulu Fergorta me is a down her, Nikahin who, Betulamagoni Mohir Cossant, und Scrabanshaw a Macro. The Big Glen, translated by Nulini Bona. Precious jewel in the treasure house of my memory, golden guinea nestling in the breasts of the blue stags, struck down by fairy hunger in the far east, I wouldn't spend you. You will always be with me, protecting me from the wasteland stretching ahead. There are other poems that I'm looking for, but this one is Egin Waragu. Shuhi me ar ishlap tridan Waragu, ar Waragu ar adara le shantam a vizidrin a chontas, na bomachi an yerar dan siu, na huirinta ar skaru. At the market, translated by Celia Dufresnin. I will walk with you again through the market, looking for a watch to count the time between us, the moments cut from our life, the hours that would part us. Just one or two more to read. This one, I know that Paul here is interested in the fairies, so I'll read this one because of that. Nishiaga Aladna Halpere. The Jocka Rash, Corin Kesh Dorth, Queen Nishiaga. Kinach Kutira wrote to Narahonic to it. And Mohaku the Young, Fert Namara. Kin Sartaja the Aru. And Roabal Earth. And Rotawa Klanabekel. And Kota Yield and Denon of Iroba Ma, Revor Shlip. Oh, the Jocka Rash. Vesa gutta front. Veha abotha moitne. Akoraranolus fast. Fairy tale. Translated by Joe Newman. Did you, like Yeats, see fairies? You would not say. Before, you could not say. Was it a pact with the reverescence? Were you scared? I need to know what entered you. Will you rise again like Lazarus, angry and sullen and thought-throwing, shunning us all? Well, this is a poem about what happened in the Donegal diocese with the priests and young boys. So it's called Rowney. Honic shehu ekul and chamra, buayan kuhula, Bahu Pakter and Che Abidigye from the Honya. The Enwajin Fur Fio, Augustbata and Tarase are the Han Rohr. Dirt the Waharlat, Yel Taras or Bero Adder someday. Harintu the Buuna Altera and Lewis are the Cart Ganabin. Yeroto Exul Shenonse, non your head to lay. Noguru Amshir and Tonish Hart, the Hurnis Melchet. Nirahi the Wancher and Tabu with the Grush, nor a fell to a wallet, Egnihe. It's called Chosen by Kate Newman. Your mother said, no journey is too long for God. The morning was wet and cold, a long road on the old bicycle. Your altar dress pulled down over unwitting limbs. Your mother said, no journey is too long for God. They'd never understood the place you'd been to, how you could ever really make it back. This poem is about, we'll finish off shortly, Dulshear. It's about getting older. Chichin Fanning Wagon Thronona, or covering Sean Over. Lomri and Tur Kahar in the Kring, a Taithol's Flaw. There Frehan the Gitchel, is a good Nyadraha. Narosan and Jerry Fosam La, is Jeff Rarans, a Dulshear a Shear, ad is Tashear on. Going Back, translated by Sadie Dufresne. The evening soft rain falls on this autumn medley, on the trees that grow bare. Two crows fly from their nest. The last rose blooms still while I hurry back, back again, while back is there. So I just have one more here, that, or one or two more that I want to read. One is called Anthem. It's written about a man. It's about every man who went to England and Scotland and never came home. Wigna, wigna, who a knock dancing, a wada walla, the crewa, a viakli tre, shintia fuer a knocked, or warmer a mrister. Cotter halle, dirt and radio, er all the wesh, niekir a honer, a schneev sheer, or valla, coon, a loaf, na munchera, winchera, a clean you, so really good kush kuan. Sefer, she say, the girefa guer, na gifi. My doy a canta, agus my shishin bitche, a farsnart agus an ether. It's translated by Myra McEntee, but I can't website, find it now. It's called Anthony. Lonely, lonely you are tonight, Anthony. A long way from home. Your bones that once were agile, stretched cold tonight on a marble slab in Bristol. He will be buried over there, said the radio, on the sod where he lay. His coffin will not be seen winding westward on that way beside the lake. He'll be thrust down in the cold clay of the stranger. Forgiven God his sins, and he will forgive you his personality and his nature. Thank you.